Hi, everybody. My name is Julia, and this is our Daily Breath. It's time to pause and take a moment for yourself. Connect to where you are and how you're feeling, and breathe through it. Let's get the day on track. Are you ready? Let's breathe. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our Daily Breath. As we are closing out this week of talking about rediscovering who we are and reconnecting to ourselves, I want to go back to something I talked about a couple days ago, but with a new kind of approach, with a new perspective, with a new way of thinking about it. Because as you know, I've done some healing this week. And when you are healing, what you're kind of doing is releasing some of the old patterns that you have put into place from when you were a kid. And you did those things. You learned those things from the people around you. And in some cases, in order to protect yourself, that little girl in me was protecting me. And now, as an adult, I don't need that protection anymore, and I can dismantle some of those things. And so that's what obviously this healing is. By doing that, as I mentioned yesterday, it brings you closer to who you truly are because you're taking down those protections. But that takes us back to where I want to revisit. And that is the quote from this amazing book, Ask and It Is Given, by Esther and Jerry Hicks, along with Abraham, to, quote, leave behind any perceptions that you have picked up. And I just still am fascinated by the word perceptions used there, not perspectives, not protections or tapes or systems that you've picked up, but perceptions. And I think that's really interesting. One of the things that I'm healing from is this idea that I had as a five-year-old. I interpreted a situation and decided essentially that I knew what the other person was thinking. Interesting, we still all do that today. And decided that their behavior meant that I wasn't loved, that I wasn't important, that I wasn't a priority. That was my perception of the situation. And therefore, I put up protections. I put up these things to keep me safe. So I'm not just taking those things down. I'm actually readjusting my perception of that scenario, of that vision that I have of watching this little girl realize she wasn't a priority. When actually that's not true. She absolutely was a priority. And I can see that now. And so I'm releasing the old perception. And in doing so, those protections fall. I don't have to sit and dismantle them and do the work. Like I talked about yesterday, healing isn't about doing. But by releasing those perceptions, the protections and safeties that I put in place as a little girl literally fall. I just think that's fascinating. The last thing I want to say about this is another quote from the book where they say, reactivate the powerful knowing that pulses within the very core of you. And as we connect to our inner being, which is the very core of us, we are allowed to reactivate the powerful knowing. Our inner being knows. And so when we walk around saying, I don't know, what do you want to do? Who am I? And we say, I don't know. You do know. Sit, breathe, connect to your core, connect to your inner being, and reactivate that powerful knowing. There's a lot here. I get that. But think about it this weekend. And heck, let me know what you think. Let me know what you discover. I'd love to hear from you. Let's breathe. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Let's do that again. Deep breath and out. All the way in from the bottom of your belly. And release everything out. Good job. Go ahead and resume your normal breathing in and out through your nostrils, breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Keep going. You're doing great. And remember, not if, but when your mind wanders, say thank you. Thank you for those thoughts. I'm going to think about them later, though, because right now I'm breathing. And refocus. Refocus back to what it feels like to breathe. What are you feeling? What parts of your body are moving? How does your body feel in your seat? And then, how do you feel as a whole? Usually it's a sense of calm or relaxation. A place where we're able to release those frustrations, fears, worries. We are here right now in every breath, which is why anxiety does not exist here. We can pretty much bet on finding peace and calm here. And that's because this is where your core is. This is where that piece of you that is connected to source energy resides. And you taking this time to connect to your breath is actually taking the time to connect to her. This is where you go. This is where you come. This is where you reactivate the powerful knowing that is within you. So when you don't feel like you know, come here. She'll hold space for you. And soon, you'll know. Let's take one last deep breath together and release it with an audible sigh. And when you're ready, open your eyes and then go out there and kick some ass.